Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, one of the Campus Life pastors at the Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, The Lord's Prayer, where we're talking about how God will move us from a time of prayer to a life of prayer. Now, I grew up in a church where we recited this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, every week. It was part of our practice, and to be honest with you, sometimes it was part of our penance. If we did something wrong, we had to say it a bunch of times. But I got to be honest with you, I don't ever remember knowing what it meant. I think as I got older and actually really started to follow Christ, and someone explained, whether it was through a teaching in a Bible study or maybe through a sermon or a series like this, where I started to realize it started to transform my prayer life. So it wasn't something that I was trying to say. It was become part of who I was, connecting to the Father. And, we've looked at the first part of this prayer that, you know, our Father in heaven, that God is a Father, and, you know, hallowed be his name, that we adore him. But this next line in verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is a transformational part of this prayer, that if practiced, it trains your heart to see something bigger than just you. That part where it says your kingdom come, think about how often Jesus talked about the kingdom of God, that this is something that, you know, when we enter the kingdom of God, we're part of something so much bigger than ourselves. Jesus talked about it over 100 times in the New Testament scriptures and in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So why is it such a big deal? Because, you know, when we think of a kingdom, we think of, maybe like an ancient castle and someone sitting on a throne and he's got his army and they go and they take ground. They have a territory. And if they grow their kingdom, they're advancing on another person's territory and they're trying to take that ground. But the kingdom of God is different. It's not so much geography. It's about each heart. That when one person comes to faith in Christ, their heart has been transformed. They've become part of the kingdom of God. But when we become a believer, oftentimes our immaturity is that we don't recognize we're part of something so much bigger. And that's a huge step that takes place in our hearts, that as we pray, God is teaching us, you know, through this prayer to think about his kingdom. And when he says, you know, when we say that part, your will be done, this trains us to trust God. Like before we ever talk about anything in our lives, anything that we need, before we talk about what other people need, Jesus is training our hearts. Let's talk about God's agenda first, the kingdom of God, and let's talk about his will being done. And there's this wrestling match that takes place in our hearts in life that as we try to follow our, you know, follow Christ in our lives, there's times when it feels like what I want and what God wants are two polar opposites. And there's times when I'm trying to make God and convince God that he needs to see things my way. And when I pray sometimes, you know, I think, God, why can't you just, right? Because there's a wrestling match taking place in my heart. Do I want his will more than I want my will? And to want his will means you would have to trust in his will. And that's the wrestling match that takes place in our hearts. And instead of just praying an event or praying through, this saying found here in Matthew chapter 6. It trains our hearts to think about what God wants first and to think about who he is that we can trust his will for our lives. And that last part, on earth as it is in heaven. That's a reminder to our hearts to think that we should long for something more. The reason we don't truly fit in here on this earth, the reason that we see such brokenness here on earth is because God actually wants something more than what's here. He wants his will to be done here on earth just as it is in heaven. No rebellion, no sin, no hurting each other, no brokenness. And it's that prayer of our hearts to long for what God wants first, to long for his will here, to long for something that's more than just here. And I think this all comes down to a wrestling match in our soul, that are we going to long for God more than we long for this world? And Jesus teaches us before we even pray about what's on our heart, to pray about what's on God's heart first. It's incredible. And I think what happens is you start to really think and dwell and meditate on what this prayer means, it teaches you to live a life of prayer. to long for what God wants in your life more than what the things that are just circumstantial. God, teach us to long for you. Teach us to long for your will. Help us to surrender to the things that you want, to trust in you and your kingdom. Help us to do that first, Lord. Teach us to be people of prayer. Amen. Before you move on to the next thing, I want you to think about what this means for your life and talk to God. Ask him, God, what would this look like for me to completely surrender to your will? What would this look like for me to completely get caught up in your kingdom that's bigger than me and long for the things that you want on this earth rather than the things I want? Talk to God about that before you move on to your next thing. Well, till next time, God bless.